Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Golhar. Welcome to the Think Realty Podcast. If you want to know about self-storage investing and a little bit of the syndication play, this is your show. Before we get into it, I want to give a huge shout out to today's sponsor, Rentify. Rentify is a verification platform allowing property management companies and real estate investors to instantly verify a prospective renter's financial information. Their bank check report provides a summary of payroll, income, rent, bill payment history, and highlights red flags such as payment issues, payday loan activity, frequent overdraft, past bankruptcies, and more. Learn more. Go to www.trustrentify.com. And we've partnered with them, so use the coupon code ThinkRealty to get 20% off your first purchase. We just did an interview with the Rentify guys, and they are phenomenal. So make sure you absolutely go check them out, trustrentify.com. Okay, self-storage. I'm excited to have the conversation because I have yet to invest in self-storage. I need to. Everybody that I talk to that is a pro real estate investor is like, hey, why have you not invested at least in a self-storage syndication? I'm like, I don't know. I need to do it. I've been busy doing this show, right? Like, that's what takes all of my time, Eddie. So that's really, really important. And we wanted to bring a pro in to talk about self-storage. His name is Scott Lewis from Spartan Investment Group. You can check him out. Go to Spartan-investors.com after the show, after listening to this. And go check them out. So Scott, welcome to the show. Let's do it, man. How are you doing?
Thank you, Abhi.
Good stuff. Give us a little background to who are you, what do you do, and what's Spartan all about?
Yeah, so I'm Scott Lewis. I'm CEO of Spartan Investment Group. And Spartan is kind of a full service shop. We have what's called our 3F operating model, where we find our own deals, we fund our own deals, and we finish our own deals, which means operate, build, and then dispose of when the time is right. We focus on self-storage because it's a great asset class, which I'm sure we'll get into more in this show here, but that's really a bit about us.
Nice. And in 2020, you were named in the Inc. 500 list as one of the fastest growing companies. So congratulations on that. That's a huge accolade and something that is very, very difficult to obtain. So congratulations. Give us a little background on self-storage. Somebody like me that's paying attention, they're probably thinking, you know, they're an investor, they're accredited, they might have a little bit of cash. Why self-storage? Why is that a good asset class to take a look at?
So I'll go at this from two different ways. I'll say why self-storage from our perspective, from an operator. And I'll talk a little bit about self-storage from an investor's perspective, as a passive investor. From our perspective, we decided to make the pivot into self-storage about 4 years ago in late 2016, early 2017. And we did that because we identified three things that were important to us in an asset class: easy to operate, easy to maintain, and easy to evict. And when we looked at those evaluation criteria applied to multiple different asset classes, all the way from multifamily, office, medical office, retail, industrial, you name it, we applied those evaluation criteria to multiple asset classes. Self-storage just fit. It was just a good investment for us based on those criteria. And that's really from the operator's perspective. From the passive income perspective or the passive investor's perspective, self-storage is what's considered a recession-resistant asset class. It's really based on lifestyle. It's not based on what the market is doing. Because if the market is going up, people are buying a bunch of stuff where they don't have any place to put it. It's kind of what's happening right now. If the market's going down and people are moving and businesses are relocating, people need a place to put their stuff. It's kind of what happened in March of 2020 at the start of the pandemic. And right now, coming out of the pandemic, self-storage is just on fire. I mean, we're seeing rent increases 10, 12% across the board at our facilities right now, and it's just doing very, very well.
Incredible. So how would an investor, say such as myself, take a look at a self-storage investment opportunity, whether it's, say, provided by Spartan or comes through my email and I look at it. I'm like, all right, cool. Self-storage, I get a picture of the building. What do I need to be looking at? How do I differentiate between a good deal and a bad deal?
It's really no different than any other asset class when you're looking at a good deal, a bad deal. You got to pay attention to market fundamentals. You got to look at the facility. But most importantly, you need to look at the operator or the sponsor. And that's no different in multifamily or office. You know, people can take a Class A building in downtown Los Angeles that's fully leased up in the multifamily space and run it into the ground through bad management. That's no different than self-storage. The one thing with self-storage that is a little bit different than some of the other asset classes is it's an active business. People are coming in and coming out every single month. You know, at least with multifamily, most of the time you get 12-month leases so that your turn rates are a little bit less chaotic. And there's not that many multifamilies out there with 800, 900, 1,000 units where that does exist quite a bit in self-storage. So it's a little bit more of an active business than some of the other investments. But that's really what, when you're looking at it, it's very similar fundamentals as any other asset class out there.
Gotcha. How has the pandemic either strengthened your position in self-storage or, I mean, obviously it strengthened the position, right? During the pandemic, were people buying more into self-storage? Were they using self-storage a lot more? Did they say, nah, I don't really want it? How do you gauge that market? How do you kind of figure that out?
Yeah, so self-storage did fantastic during the pandemic, and there's a couple different reasons for that. One is businesses were closing. Unfortunately, some folks lost their business and had to downsize. And when you do that, business equipment's expensive, and it's much less expensive to just store it than fire sale it. So we saw a lot of that. Folks were moving around and leaving their houses or going to apartments. It's very, very similar to other kind of recession type operating environments. The other thing that was really kind of good for our space is when we go to that third E, the easy to evict, there isn't any government jurisdictions that really care about that piece of construction paper that your child glued macaroni to 15 years ago that you have in a box that you just can't get rid of. And it's in a storage unit, right? Yeah. Like that's some of the stuff that's happening in storage. So politicians really care about that. They very much care about the roof over your head. So for us, we were still able to operate as kind of the normal operations. And, you know, we really didn't have to, because when you look at it, you know, the average rent for multifamily, what, $700-$800 a month? I don't know. It might be higher than that. I'm not a multifamily guy. The average rent for a store is like $100. So most people could scrape together $100 to keep their possessions from being repossessed. You know, in a multifamily eviction or an office eviction or any of the other evictions, most of the time you can't seize assets. With us, we can. Mm-hmm. We can lock somebody's unit, auction it off, and recoup with whatever's in there. So that was really why, you know, we didn't have those protections put out there, because it just the stuff in there, most of the folks and the political side really didn't see the need to protect that. They did need to see to protect the roof over your head.
Got it. So what type of returns should I be expecting in self-storage, say as a multifamily investor or even like a single family rental investor? You know, normally on the single family side, anywhere between 10, 12, 13%. Are you looking at identifying more as like a core plus strategy? Are you more opportunistic in some of your strategies? What's the range?
Great question. So at Spartan, we have investments in core plus, value add, and opportunistic.
Okay.
Today, we really haven't played in the core markets, your top 50 MSAs with large facilities where it's very heavily occupied by the publicly traded REITs. We've really kind of stayed out of that space, and we've really focused on secondary and tertiary markets with everything from ground up development to pretty stabilized assets that we're just improving operationally. And the returns associated with that were very much in the market, you know, kind of in the middle of ours, value add, anywhere between 14 to 16% IRR. You push up into the opportunistic, the raw land development, and that gets to your 18 to 22%. And then come down the chain a little bit to the value or to the core plus, and that's in the 12 to 14% kind of down there. It's very similar across asset classes.
What's your advice on, so let's say I'm an investor, I've got cash. what percentage of my portfolio should I have in self-storage? Should it be, do you have general guidance for something like that?
So we are very careful with wading into kind of offering guidance in that regard. That's more portfolio strategy. If you ask me personally, I'm all in.
Right. So I mean, it makes sense.
Very good judge of that. My entire net worth is tied up in self-storage. Yeah. I don't necessarily recommend that for the average passive investor.
Yeah.
But I do absolutely recommend having storage as a part of your portfolio. And not just because I'm in storage. There's a reason that I chose to put my livelihood on the line in storage. And I think it's a good asset class to have, as well as there's absolute cases for multifamily, office, single family homes. I'm not a diversification guy. I'm more along with Buffett, have a few assets and pay attention very, very closely to them versus having a scattering of stuff. So I'm not really a diversification guy, but I definitely believe that self-storage should be in everybody's portfolio.
Fair enough. If I want to learn more, I'm going to go to www.spartan-investors.com. And there I can take a look at your team, your background, inventory, current properties, potential offerings as an accredited investor. I can fill out my form. I can fill out your form and start the conversation. Mm-hmm. So, Scott, I'm excited to hear some additional thoughts that you have, not now, but eventually on the panel in Think Realty Baltimore, or at Think Realty Baltimore, September 18th and 19th. You'll be speaking on the panel titled Coming Out of the Pandemic, Lessons Learned and the Impact on Your Portfolio. And as an investor, somebody that's highly motivated to continue to see the returns on dollar, returns on investment dollars, I'm always looking for strategies, and I'm excited to hear your thoughts and maybe even battling it back and forth with the other panelists there. So if you're watching this right now, tune in virtually to the Think Realty Hybrid Conference and Expo, or even attend in person, which is, I think, where you get the most bang for your buck, frankly. Just saying. Go meet Scott. Check out what he's doing at Spartan and, you know, see if it's a good opportunity for you. I'm totally sold. I mean, I need to make sure that this is something that I take seriously, at least toward the tail end of this year. So anyway, enough of me talking. Scott, thanks so much for the time, man. I appreciate it and the insights into self-storage and telling me to, you know, whip my portfolio into shape a little more.
Awesome.
Cool. The next segment is sponsored by RCN Capital. RCN Capital is a national direct private lender that provides commercial loans for the purchase or refinance of non-owner occupied residential commercial properties. The company specializes in ground-up construction financing, short-term fix and flip, and long-term rental financing for real estate investors. Visit www.rcncapital.com for more information on loan programs. There's an article that Andrew Sirios, a friend of the family here at Think Realty, wrote on the blog at thinkrealty.com, titled "How to Buy Real Estate Out of State," and if you must. His idea going into this is if you're going to buy real estate, you know, check it out in your neck of the woods first. But sometimes cities are really expensive, and you want to, just like Andrew does himself when he's looking at single-family rentals, and just like Scott does at Spartan, they're not only investing in their own backyard, they are looking at other MSAs for good returns. So if you are looking at out-of-state, Andrew's talking about the single-family rental side or the SFR side. Generally, as a rule of thumb, quote, you should always buy where you have boots on the ground, all else being equal, and you should always also take a look at buying out of state. You might just find value. We've been talking about this concept, buying out of state, forever, even before the Think Realty podcast was a video podcast. We had a radio show, and I was even talking about it back then. If you live in California, where, you know, $1 million will get you a square foot in downtown LA, like, go to Ohio, right? Go to some of these markets that make sense, where your dollars will turn into a significant, opportunities. There are a couple considerations to make here. Number one, if you like the idea of flipping, these markets make more sense. Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, even Kansas City. He also talks about vetting these properties, if you're buying out of state, vet these properties. Do all the due diligence that you can. Look at school districts, look at property management, look at, is it a blue city, red state opportunity? And you wanna make sure you have a good team. You know, at the end of the day, Scott can't do what he does over at Spartan Investment Group without having a good team. He's not the only guy, right? He's the captain of the ship, but he's also not running to the engine room. He's got other people that are moving that ship, that are moving that boat forward. So if you don't have a good team and you're looking at doing flips out of state, I think you're shooting yourself in the foot. That means you're gonna have to jump on a plane. You're gonna have to monitor all this stuff. Get the right team, please. Whether it's property management, contractors, attorneys, CPAs, get that done first and then jump to the opportunity and go all in and buy. So check out the article written by Andrew Cirios on the Think Realty blog. I think you'll really enjoy it for sure. And I think that's the wrap. I wanna give a huge shout out to every one of you for coming to the expo. It hasn't happened yet, but you're going to be there. I know it's a big ask. Check out the tickets at thinkrealty.com/Baltimore. We've sweetened the pot a little bit for you. If you enter the code podcast at thinkrealty.com/Baltimore, you register for 2 tickets. You'll pay for the price of 1. It's a twofer. It's great. And you can show up in person. I highly recommend that you do that. If you want to show up virtually too, you can. I get it. You have your favorite pair of jammies that you've worn for the last year and a half, and you don't want to move from them, right? Like, it's great. So you can do that too. Stay comfy at home with a glass of wine or something and just enjoy the conference virtually. And that's that. So we need to give an awesome shout out to, hold on, I'm a little lost. Huge shout out to Rentify, who's the sponsor of today's podcast. Rentify is a verification platform allowing property management companies and real estate investors to instantly verify a prospective renter's financial information. Super important. Go to www.trustrentify.com. Use coupon code ThinkRealty for 20% off your first purchase. Think Realty Nation, that's a wrap. I've talked a lot. I need to go get some water. Until next time, happy investing.